you're safe, you're out. What are you talking about? I'm talking about sports and comedy. We're gonna cover it all. This is the Josh Wolf and Adam Ray podcast. Good call. On today's Good Call podcast, favorite recess game, throwing out the first pitch. Adam freaks out on a weed edible. The national championship. Shaq is a dum-dum. And the guys break down the most famous Garys of all time. Follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Wolf Comedy and Adam at Adam Ray Comedy. Go see Josh at Laugh Boston in Boston, Massachusetts, April 6th through the 8th. And see Adam at the Punchline in San Francisco, Friday and Saturday, April 7th and 8th. And now here are your hosts, Josh Wolf and Adam Ray.
Well, let's just talk about it right away then. Gronk. So what happened? He went to
WrestleMania.
Right. And I don't watch any of that.
I don't either.
But you watch it because it was like,
I watched.
It's almost like you're a chick and it's the Super Bowl and you're like, oh, this is a big deal. And I'm right. I don't care, but it's a social thing.
I don't watch wrestling anymore at all. I used to watch it because Jacob, my son, yep, used to watch it with his friends. And I know this is going to sound terrible, but they
were like, this is cool, a cool dad move if I can.
Well, no, it was just funny. I'd clear out the living room and him and his friends would get in tighty-whities and just jump on each other. And saying it like that out loud sounds weird.
No.
But at the time.
But I know what you meant, though.
Yeah. But at the time, it was okay. We had an air mattress down and they had a good time.
That's,
you know,
the
what
best.
I mean?
Yeah. That's a cool dad move.
And that. So I got into it then because
it's a weird dad move if you stand there with your arms after you set it up. You stand there and you're like, I'm referee, but you never make any calls. You just stand and watch.
It's also weird if I'm in my underwear.
Yeah. That,
unless,
yeah,
I tag in, and then totally normal.
If you participate,
yeah.
But you can't be like, yeah, I'm going to chaperone.
You know what,
hey,
I did?
Guys, it'd make me more comfortable if I was in my underwear.
Yeah, like, everybody's okay with that, right? And yeah, just pay no attention to the,
although,
tape.
Although, depending
on
like what you've done dad-wise to lay the groundwork and plant the seed of like, I'm cool dad, if you've given them beers prior to this,
dude,
they're going to be like, dude, Josh. They'll be like, can we call you Captain Josh?
Yeah.
And also, you're the only one who gets that one ball out or something.
Captain,
or like,
Josh is, yeah, amazing. Dude, I have a video because Jacob and his friends, I used to, look, I was never the guy who was like, don't get dirty or anything like that, because my thing is, it's only okay for you to be dirty during one important time of your life. So I'm going to stop you from being dirty during that point in time? You know what I mean? Be dirty. But I also was like, when their door was shut, unless somebody was screaming for bloody murder.
Yeah.
So there was one time somebody was truly screaming bloody murder, and Jacob, it was at his birthday party, and we had just fed him like each a whole cake. They're running around, sugar. I opened the door to Jacob's room just as,
no,
there was, if you see the video, because we have a video of it, one kid they had trapped in the closet, yeah, for like a minute. He was the one screaming bloody murder. So when I opened the door, you saw them open the closet and he comes bursting out of there like this. Another kid does a head dive off the fucking top bunk. And I was like, it is Lord of the fucking Flies in here.
Dude,
I just,
how
shut
old
the
they
door. Nine.
Dude, it's scary to think that it gets, like, my nephew's three and he's already like throwing his body in harm's way.
Yes.
We'll jump from a chair that wobbles to a couch that wobbles more. And just be like, I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
All they're thinking is, I'm going to land on that next thing. Not, oh, this is, like, they don't think of any other factors, which is cool, and I guess that's, like, you know, you're setting the stage for, like, maybe a dope,
look,
gymnast,
if you,
or,
if you've,
or
always, if you've always made it when you jump, and you're three, what's
oh,
stopping,
dude,
you?
When he's, yeah, when he's,
do you
seven,
know what I mean?
Right, he's going to be parkouring off of buildings.
Oh, dude, I do not have the athletic skill to parkour, but this was my point about the Gronk thing. Look. And I like some wrestling. It's fun.
You think Gronk, by the way, Gronk was one of these kids who just,
absolutely,
jumped around on everything.
You think him and his brothers, those fucking cavemen,
yeah,
you don't think they broke shit in their house?
All the time. And by the way, the mom was like, oh God, Jesus. And the dad was like, let him do it.
Yeah.
We're going to make millions.
And we're going to have a bus.
We'll buy a new lamp, Barb.
Barb Gronkowski.
What's her name?
Barb Gronkowski.
No, it's probably like, he probably renamed his wife like something.
What's a perfect?
All the Gronks. She was probably outnumbered by dudes and they were like, it's, what, Rob? Who's the dad? Who's the brothers? You'd probably know.
I don't know the whole Gronkowski family.
But it's probably short names and very bro-y. Like Rob, Pat is the dad probably.
Pat Gronkowski? Ted? No. Pat's a good one. Rick? Maybe a Rick Gronkowski?
A Todd?
Yeah.
And then the mom is like,
I don't mind a
Marge Gronkowski.
I think Pat is the way.
Pat's the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat's the mom. I think Pat. But I think, dude, who cares if he's a wrestler? You think.
Well, if he's doing it, by the way, I mean, he's already had, like, coming off that injury to be doing that.
But you think.
Did he come out? He came out of the audience and jumped into the ring.
Yeah. And then he did like a shoulder. He did one of those shoulder. He ran. He got in a 3-point stance and then he ran into the guy and he shoulder bumped him down.
Fuck him up.
Yeah, I mean, it's wrestling, dude, so...
It's physical, man.
Yeah, but there's he didn't do anything. All he did was run and pretend to hit somebody. And got, listen, if Belichick didn't want him to do it, do you think there's any chance he does that? Any chance? But
I bet he doesn't tell Belichick, dude.
Well, how could... He has to tell him. You think he's going to... How could he hide WrestleMania from somebody?
Well, he does it. He doesn't... Well, afterwards, yeah. But he doesn't say, hey, I might do this thing. He doesn't tell him pre-show.
Do you know what I picture? Do you know what I imagine is going on?
Gronk does what he does. I feel like Belichick, regardless.
I think Gronk does what he does also because in my brain, when Gronk walks around, like when Gronk runs down the field and when he's running, to me, what's going through his head is this. Gronk, 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 yep. Gronk,
oh, yeah.
Gronk, 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 Gronk. That's all he thinks is all the time is Gronk.
Yeah,
Gronk,
catch Gronk, ball.
Gronk, 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 Gronk,
catch
Gronk.
Ball, drink,
yeah.
Fuck chick. Like,
yeah! I mean... Does he have the best?
He's a classic dum-dum, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's a savage.
Classic dum-dum. And look.
If you could pick anyone's life in sports, off the field, whose life you pick? That we know of. Not
based on the way they live it?
Yeah. Not saying, like, I know he's got this much money, so this is what I would do with it. Right now, you telling me you wouldn't want to be Gronk?
No.
What?
No.
Why not?
Because he's a big dum-dum, and eventually he's going to...
Yeah, but when you're that you don't even know you're
knock
dumb.
Knock on wood, but I feel like that guy's like living life like harder than he should be for what he has.
Well, I think he's got 3 years left in the NFL.
And who knows how many years like with a full abled body. You know what I'm saying? Like
3 years.
Yeah. But out of football, I feel like he's going to do, even when he retires, he's going to do like some...
I think he'll do WrestleMania.
Some weird WrestleMania or some weird jet ski competition. You know?
Jet ski? He's going to get on the jet skis?
He'll get on something.
Like a pogo stick downhill?
Dude.
Have you seen that?
He'll bungee jump. Something's going to happen with
that
guy.
You seen that one where they chase the cheese down the hill? Have you seen a video of that?
No, I don't think that's real.
Google chasing wheel of cheese down the hill.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
I think it's in Italy or in France, and they roll this. Dude, it's the funniest fucking thing you have ever seen.
Well, there's the running of the bull.
It's the chasing of the cheese, dude.
The chasing of the Gouda?
Did you... Chasing cheese down a hill.
Chasing cheese down... Wow, downhill in England.
Yeah, dude, just watch a little bit of the video. Because there's no, like, I've watched it like a million of those videos. And I still can't decide who wins. Do you know what I mean? Like,
by the way, why don't you send me videos of this stuff and not
instead of
incredibly hairy assholes? Which, by the way, I had to delete our whole text conversation because I would go back to be like, oh, I got to text Josh that thing. And it would pop up, and I wouldn't even text you. I'd go like, you know what? Fuck him. I'll talk to him when I see him next time.
Wait, how many people did
incredible.
How crazy is that? How crazy is it?
It's just a big block. It's a big...
And you see the people... And how steep is that hill they're running down?
Oh, man.
Dude.
Oh, man.
I know.
Oh,
how's that
man.
Tumble? How All is right. that tumble?
These are, wait, so what... They basically what? Try to catch the cheese?
But that's the thing. Even if you catch
Yo,
the cheese.
This is one of, oh, look, here's a guy with a broken arm.
Dude, have you never seen that?
This is the first time I've seen it.
Okay.
I'm passing this on to everybody. This is incredible. One guy literally looked like a Tom Cruise stuntman.
Yes.
And, like, tripped and then had so much momentum that he... Oh, my God. Women are doing it. Oh, my God.
Adam Bray, you know what we should do today? Because that's a sport. We should invent a sport right now. Well, like is there
Extreme Elimination Challenge commentary over stuff like this? I guess it's happening so fast. These guys,
dude, they go ass they over
momentum,
elbow down,
and then there is a moment where you catch yourself and you flip and tumble so hard that you actually end up upright and you're running flat footed down the hill again. But that only makes you go fast.
By the
oh!
way,
oh, oh, bone, no, what is that tree in? Leg?
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, this is fucked up.
By the way, Adam, I feel like if we were an 80s boy band, I think maybe we'd be flip and tumble.
Flip and tumble.
And you know what I mean? Instead of crisscross, we'd be flip and tumble.
I'm all right with that.
And we'd have those big baggy jeans.
Yeah.
We'd be flip and tumble. Would you rather be flip or tumble?
I'll be tumble. And there hasn't been a solid overall 1-2 punch in a while. Crisscross was the last one.
Yeah, I think flip and tumble.
And they weren't white. Were they?
No. and they wore their clothes backwards. But we're flip and tumble. We're gymnastic guys. So we wear like sweatsuits.
Oh, okay.
Or what do you think?
That so this isn't a sport?
It is a sport. You should also
because yeah, they should have uniforms. They should be sponsored.
And there should be teams sponsored by Kraft and Velveeta.
Yeah, is it ever on ESPN?
I don't think so. But there's another sport on there, dude. And this is the one, I forget the name of it. But will you Google Italy rugby soccer punching in the face?
Italy rugby.
I forget what it's called.
Punch in the face.
But there's a sport in that they play in Italy once a year. Where the guys, it's like the cross between rugby.
Soccer with a barbaric twist?
Is it the one where they're punching each other in the face?
It says Florence, Italy is largely regarded as the cradle of the Renaissance, and while the city is best known for its artistic...
What's it called?
It doesn't...
There's a sport where it's like rugby and soccer, but at the front, in the front lines, where there's usually like a scrum or whatever... They're literally punching each other in the face.
Oh my God!
Have you seen it?
No.
Did you see it? It's the craziest. And they play it. They play the game once a year, and there. It seems like there's like 20 or 30 people on every field, and people are beating the shit out of each other. And then all of a sudden, you just see a dude run by with a ball, and you're like, "What the fuck is happening?"
Isn't it great that like the early days of just, I guess, smear the queer or kickball or dodgeball, like as a kid, like they're like adults found a way to like. You know, hold on to some elements of that game.
What was your best playground game?
I was okay at tetherball.
I was terrible at tetherball.
Yeah, I was dodgeball probably.
What are the games you're thinking about?
Well, kickball. Kickball was incredible.
Dodgeball, tetherball.
Well, basketball.
Basketball,
but that's not. You're talking classic recess games. But basketball, you know, everybody had a court. So
young. Did you ever play Red Rover?
Oh yeah,
Red Rover was always my
favorite. Flyers up.
No.
You know, where everyone stands at one end.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
one
yeah.
dude stands at the other.
Yep.
Tackle football, you know, we play that as much as we could, but then the recess teacher would always tell us
to
stop.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to do that either.
And we'd play anyway.
Smear the queer?
Yeah.
That was, when you think about that game.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right? Think about what that game is. I mean, that game is everybody against one person.
Laying people out. And I remember there were like some young kids that were like, that was a game too where it was like, there was no discrimination. There was no picking teams. If you wanted to just put your fucking head in the fire, you could show up. You could have been a kid that was like, normally I play hopscotch, but you know what? I'm looking to make some different friends. So I'm going to go over to the field and put my ass in the ring. And next thing you know, the ball bounces to you and you get leveled.
But by every direction.
But you know, there was a little bit of respect gained at that point.
Like, but you know what's crazy about that too? And this is why, and this is the difference like with little people's bodies. You know, at the bottom of that pile, everybody's laughing. If we did that now, if I got hit hard once.
Oh, I'm not playing smear the queers.
How?
Oh
my God.
You fucking nuts.
How? I mean, when's the last time you hit, as an adult, you hit the ground hard?
When I tried to jump on, when I did a slip and slide, I bought my niece a Barbie slip and slide 2 years ago, and they were so pumped, and I was like, I'm going to set it up. I got it all, got the hose going, got it going perfectly, and I was like, I'm going down first to show you ladies how it's done. I was like, what a cool uncle move this is going to be. Hadn't jumped on a slip and slide in a long time and completely overshot the slide. Because the slide itself is only like 7 feet. And
what?
Look, I'm not like completely blessed vertically, but like... I had so much momentum and adrenaline going that I was like, I'm going to show these nieces what's up. I'm going to be the uncle of the year on this jump. And I literally, there's a video of it. I literally take off. And when I jump, I take off halfway over the slip and slide.
Oh, no.
So I just completely miss it, land, body slam the hard grass ground, knock the wind out of myself.
Did you bounce?
No, I mean, I hit. Yeah, I mean, like,
did
yeah,
you stick
ricochet.
It? Did you bounce?
No, it was like, ba-boom. It was like, ba-boom. And then, like,
oh.
And then I was just like, frick! And my nieces were cracking up, and my mom was like, stop swearing.
Did they laugh at you?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, that's how you know your nieces have been raised right, if they're laughing at you.
Yeah.
How long were you sore? Because I remember I fell.
A good 45 minutes.
Dude, your body just does not bounce back from that.
Straight
shit.
Stomach to ground? Like,
oh, no. Yeah, that's not good. I think my best... playground game was dodgeball. Now, I wasn't a great thrower.
But you could catch
and dodge.
And those are the kids who lasted longest, who were quick yeah. enough to be able. Also, when you got up on that front line and you kind of taunted some of the people, were like, "Yo, fucking throw it right here, man!" And they would like overthrow or throw it too hard. Sometimes throw it directly at you.
Yeah.
And guess what? If they came up and like threw it and you caught it right there, now they got a backpedal. Now you
Dude,
got them.
We played dodgeball on an episode of the Josh Wolf Show. We played a staff ball. They were like, "What do you want to do the third act?" And I go, "Can we play dodgeball?" And they were like, "Well, but what's the point?" I go, "The point is just to play dodgeball."
Yeah, as and an adult, and did you drink or anything?
We pre-ed a little bit, yeah. But so the entire third act, we split up the office and we went 4-on-4 dodgeball, and that was the third act of the show, dude.
It's great.
It was amazing.
What a cool idea! Yeah,
we just did it because we were like, "What the fuck? Why not?"
Did it go over well? Was
yeah,
that the sketch that
I cheated?
Was the demise of the show?
Yeah, I believe that's how it ended up. I think the people from CMT turned it on. And were like, "Are they fucking playing dodgeball?"
Yeah, are people who ran CMT, are they like country bumpkin folks?
No.
Maybe they're like, "This fucking weird ass fucking ball game."
They're not actually. They were, you know, one of the dudes is, and I don't want to put his name on blast, but sure. He's as metrosexual as they come. He makes Seacrest look like an MMA fighter.
Dang.
Yeah. But Look,
dodgeball was great too because it was guys and girls, you know.
But you know that some states and schools don't let them play dodgeball anymore.
I understand that.
Do you?
I mean, I don't, advocate it, but I understand it.
But you know what? In some places,
because some kids look, you have recess teachers. They call them recess teachers because they're not recess refs. They're not, parental. Watch, like, they don't really pay attention. Like,
yeah, so, but we're turning the kids into pussies, right?
Yeah, you're right. I guess yeah.
I mean, what's the worst thing when a red rubber ball hits you? What's the worst thing?
It stings.
And maybe you're embarrassed.
You get to skip class for like 20, 30 minutes. You got to go to the nurse.
Yeah.
You need an ice pack. I think if you don't leave recess and re-enter class with some sort of scrape or bruise
sweaty.
Or cut or some note from the nurse
yeah.
being like, you know, and the teacher's like, "What happened?" And you're like, "You know, my ear got cut," or like, "You know, I ripped the side of my taint." And they're like, "What?" And you're like, "I don't know. That's what the nurse said. I don't know what taint is yet." You know, if you don't come back with some story.
Yeah.
Also, it's so cool. Remember the kids that would come back late and he was like, "Where's Brenton?" And it was like,
"He's at the nurse.
Dude, he got hit in the head."
Yeah. And you're like, "What?
Oh, shit.
With what?
I think a basketball and a football. Oh, shit."
Dude.
And then he comes back and it was like so dramatic. And you come in and everybody, I mean, I remember just being like, "Fuck yeah," and like high five and be like, "Dude, Brent, you're my hero, dude. You took that shot to the face, you skipped class for 40 minutes, and you're back."
Yeah,
and
right.
And you're still going to come over to my place and play video games after school?
You're the fucking man. Did you, what's the worst?
And you fingered some chicks in the hallway on the way over here?
Oh, come on. When did that start happening? In eighth grade?
Dude, I don't even know.
Probably 10th grade.
Isn't dude, funny, I don't remember the first.
I do. Time. Sherry Wilshire. God rest her soul, she's dead.
Oh, God, dude.
I know. I don't know why I'm laughing. Right. It's an instinct. But she was
moving
the first.
Yeah.
She also fell asleep when I went down on her. Oh, dude, that was the worst thing that's ever happened. Okay, then we'll get back to sports. So
it sounds like a sport.
This was the first
Can
girl.
Can she stay awake?
Dude.
With Josh Wolf's mouth in her.
So we're rolling around. It was the first time I touched a vagina. That was great. And I was like, "I'm going to go down there and get
it." It was great, wasn't it?
Oh, so... You know what? Because you had in your brain, you're like, "I wonder what that feels
didn't
like."
Didn't have porn, by the way.
No.
Didn't even have, like, you know, episodes of Saved by the Bell weren't touching on it.
They no.
Like, Zach wasn't like...
Nothing was preparing you.
I finally touched a puss. It was like, you know, you... Nothing... No, there's no prep.
No prep.
And, I, you know, and look, you know...
And by the way...
I didn't have a dad around to prep to coach me on it, but I'm willing to assume he wouldn't have been like... "This is what it feels like. Get ready."
But how? What? If you were going to describe it to your son, there's no way to describe it.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't.
But that's the thing. Like, so
that, it's great.
But that's what that's the thing I was most curious about. I was like, "What is it? Well, like, is it like a? Is it like a? Is it cold? Is it warm?" Like, I was so. I asked my friend. I remember
we
walked
over like a turkey pot pie,
dude. We walked over to Sherry's house, and I was with my friend Paul. I believe I was with Paul Torpy. And
Paul Torpy. Isn't it so great when you hear friends recount old memories?
Yeah.
All the names sound made up.
Yeah, they do.
Paul Torpy and Cherry Cheshire?
Sherry Wilshire.
Whatever. Still not a real person.
So, Torp slept over at my house that night.
That's
and I remember
going, you called him Torp, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
his last name's a nickname.
Yeah, Torp. Yeah. So, I remember asking, like, "What's it like?" Because Torp was way ahead of where I was. And he was like, "Hey, man. you're just going to have to find out tonight. I'm like, fucking yeah.
Yeah.
I remember we were walking home. He was like, how was it? And I was like, pretty great. And he goes, what happened? And I told him. And I go, I think she fell asleep when I went down on her. And he goes, huh? Yeah. And I was like, well,
excuse me.
When I came back up and I asked her, how was it? She was going like this.
Now, did you get up and that's amazing, by the way. Did you get up and leave or did you wake her up and say?
Hey. Oh, I woke her up.
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I?
And then did she wake up and go, oh, it's great. Or did she go, oh, sorry.
I said, how was it? She said, how was what?
Oh, nice.
And I said, right. I just
so, not memorable.
I kind of did, you know, the
something you had to tell her.
And she was like, I don't remember. I was sleeping. I was like, that's not good.
Yeah, then that means a circle gets a square.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what that is, dude.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
It wasn't great. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it wasn't a huge confidence booster.
By the way, I love that you can share something like that. That's a real personal story. But it's years ago. You're better. You moved on. You
but
got a hot wife.
I do have a hot wife. But yeah. I was, like, in high school, terrible at sex. Terrible.
All the time? Yeah.
I just never... Because in high school...
But you probably think you're good, right?
I thought I was. Yeah, I did. I really thought I was. But I feel like
I was pretty good.
But how?
But I didn't start till senior year, you know?
What makes you think you were good?
My girl and I were just like locked in, man. We always.
But did she tell you things that she liked?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, that never happened to me.
She was like very in tune with. We're total both just jocks and like.
Yeah.
But she was, you know, very. She played basketball and we both, you know, figured everything out together. So it was like, but we were both, and look, we weren't, you know, doing all sorts of crazy shit. But like, you know, I'm a little, you know, I'm a dude and have, I'm like, what about this? And she was like, all right. And then she was like, all right, but if you're going to do that, do this too. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I
just remember us like going always for a while and like always both being very like pumped afterwards. And yeah.
Did you ever high five?
Not her, but yeah, there's been times.
Dude, I was on the radio.
Just because it's so, like, afterwards, there's that moment after where you just, when it is so wonderful and you're, like, just so happy, and you're like, look, it's. Yeah.
High five is not out of the question, dude.
And the whole moments after is always so up for grabs. It's like reach into your grab bag of awkward moments and just pull one out because there's no real cool, like, right afterwards. Like, you just, I mean, do you immediately embrace? Do you, like, do you just fucking stand up? Do you high? Do you go? Do you grab a water immediately? What do you do?
Jump up with.
Do you start, you know, Googling trips to be like, we should go fuck there next? You know,
dude. There's a couple things though. Sex. You're right because the moment after
the high five, it's why sex and sports are. It does seem like a.
Let me ask you something.
Such a physical activity. It is close to sports. It's like there's an athletic.
If there was a walk off call after you orgasmed,
what do you mean?
Like a walk-off, like see you like whatever Joe Buck, see you tomorrow, or back, go.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What would be a great walk-off call at when you're leaving the bedroom? What would rumbling, bumbling, stumbling? Like what is he could go?
Yeah, one of those.
We did though. We did. I was in Denver
This
past weekend on sports radio, and I asked that guy the same question, and his listeners. Came up with the funniest.
Oh, like what?
Oh my dude, they sent in. The guy was like, "Oh, this is blowing up. They just keep sending them in." But I was like, "How great would that be if you had a walk-off? Like what your walk-off move would be for sex? You don't not the bat flip, but what's your walk-off move? You know what I mean? Like it seems like if you do it well, it seems like a perfect opportunity for some sort of bat flip or something.
Yeah.
A touchdown dance?
Yeah.
Some sort of saying.
Some sort of verbal, yeah.
I don't mind. I didn't mind aloha. Aloha! Because
good.
It means hello and goodbye.
It does. You're covering all the bases.
You really are. And you just laid somebody. Like, it's a whole thing. Aloha. But listen, I know people are listening. And by the way, I do want to say, dude, I don't know about you, but people come up to me at my shows and are like,
oh yeah,
I love you and Adam.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
But there should be some sort of, just like I think you should have some sort of walk in music, I always thought, remember, I've told you that before. Yep. I've always thought a walk, any theme song.
Yep.
But a walk-off, a bat flip, something seems like the opportune time if it's close.
It does.
If sex and sports are close.
But they are, because you do feel like you're hitting a home run or a slam dunk when you have your moment. I think it's the orgasm is, look, a slam dunk is probably better than an orgasm.
If you could dunk, how happy would it be? If you could dunk, would you? How many?
Well, here's what it have to be. It, for me to say that, it's, I mean, for sure, I'm going to immediately correct myself and say for sure it's not.
Right.
But I bet it's pretty close. And I bet, look, if we were given the opportunity, if there was some weird, you know, troll that I don't know, you know.
Is that your sports thing? That's your.
Well, look, if they said, if you can get the feeling of dunking once.
Yeah.
But you then can't come for like, you know.
Pass.
A month.
A month?
Yeah. You could go a month?
Yeah.
Good for you.
A month.
Wow. Couldn't do it right now.
You couldn't do it right now. I could do it right now.
Wow.
A month to feel like it was because I remember on a 10-foot hoop, right?
Trade it.
10-foot hoop?
Yes.
Okay. And not just the feeling of what it's like.
And not like off a trampoline.
No,
or
but
any,
I get to dunk. Any dunk that I want one
you're
time.
You're given the skill set to be able to do that.
Just once?
In return, you have to succumb your ability to come.
For a month.
Yeah.
Deal.
Wow.
Deal.
We
fucking
are living
sign me up.
Could not do it with a capital UN.
Sign me up. Dude.
No way.
You know what? And if I was going to pick one dunk, I would pick the Jordan free throw, and I would make my own poster. I would do the whole thing.
That's not off the table. Yeah.
And you remember the time lapse when they cut? They would, but it would
you'd
be
get
me.
To pick when. You would just be given, it'd be one of those, it'd be like a he's on fire thing.
Dude.
You have that. So it's like you don't want to waste it and go to a 24-hour pickup game.
Mm-mm.
You now need to finagle your way into a celebrity game to where there's like hype and exposure.
One dunk.
And you do that. And maybe you do the Space Jam from half court, Michael Jordan stretch your arm dunk.
I don't mind that one. What's your one dunk? If you could do one dunk, what's your, and you was going to be a poster
an
of Adam
for,
Ray.
An alley-oop for sure. That's what we would do all the time.
You would do a poster. So if there was a poster of Adam Ray dunking right now.
An alley-oop. There's a Sean Kemp dunk where he caught an alley-oop. And the guy was trying to push him out of bounds. I think it was Gatling. In this Warriors Sonics game from like 1993 in the old Coliseum that's now Key Arena, he had like 9. On any sort of Sean Kemp top 10 dunk highlight reel, there's 4 of them from this game.
Really?
Have you seen the one where he catches the ball at the top right wing and then he goes down the middle, does a fucking like tomahawk, and then does that point to Gatling on the ground? In that same game, he caught an alley-oop from Peyton, and Gatling like pushed him out of bounds, so when he caught it, he got shoved, and then he hung on the rim, and his body like flung around, and then he hung on the rim for a minute. It was just dope, super athletic.
I think he was, for me.
Also, an alley-oop just seems like, you know, there's.
Would you want to dunk over somebody? Like, that's your poster, just catching a ball and dunking it?
Oh, you're dunking over somebody.
So you, in your poster, you're dunking over somebody.
I'd hang on the rim and fucking put one arm out, you know.
Never come down.
And just make a straight, stone-cold face, by the way. Like, no smile, no expression.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd go tongue out. I'd do the whole fucking thing.
Well, of course you were, because, you know, yeah, you're like, I'm going to do, that's what Jordan does.
I'm bending the legs. I'm doing the whole thing. Now, dude, on Wednesday, I forgot to tell you, I'm flying out early. The Celtics are putting me on the floor for the Celtics-Cavs game.
Oh.
And my buddy.
My God.
My buddy.
What? Wait.
In the garden, and my buddy who works for the Cavs is letting Jacob and I go down on the court for pregame.
Oh, my God.
I forgot to tell you that, dude. So that's happening this Wednesday. Cavs-Celts, which right now, that's for first place in that conference. And on the floor.
Are they playing or are they resting the top guys?
There's no way they rest in Boston. Right now.
You can't. It's a potential playoff matchup.
And.
Wait a minute.
On the floor, dude. My feet, like if I stretch my legs.
Have you been
out
that close before?
Yeah. This dude who works for Celtics is a great, great guy. And
yeah, who hooked you up?
A guy who works for Celtics.
You're hooked up on with your team sports-wise, aren't you?
Well, here's the thing, man. I know what they mean to me. I know what they mean to Jacob. So I always give back, like, you know, for the socks and stuff. I do a bunch of charity stuff. But
and they pay it forward.
Yeah, it's like, and you'll find good people, man. Like, that dude who brings you in the booth in Seattle.
The announcer.
That's a fucking
Rick Riz.
That's amazing.
That's
dude.
Amazing, yeah.
It's amazing.
But I would love to be even more ingrained. I'd love to be, but that just comes with like. exposure and fame.
You will
like, the bigger deal you are, like, of course, then when you're homies with the players, and then it's like not just Rick Rizzi announcer, but it's like,
but dude,
you know, if Robinson Cano is like, I love your comedy, you know, and he's like, come to the dugout, and, you know, he'd BP with me.
I like your Robinson
Cano. That's exactly how he sounds. Don't even make a weird face.
Don't at me. That's what he sounds
like. That's what he sounds like. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I mean, that's why when, like, you
know. But dude, Riz could set you up with the first pitch.
No, he. I asked him once, and he and I haven't bombarded him since. And
all you do is say, "Who should I get in touch?"
Well,
with?
Nick Thune and I did this little thing today. We he has thrown out a first pitch, and he hit me up. He goes, "I want to make some opening day videos." So I was in his area doing Adam Carolla, and so he goes, "I'm gonna tweet this video at you, being like, yo, everyone's who can like hit me because you threw out the first pitch is playing professional today. So I'm willing to guarantee no one who's not playing couldn't I would be able to strike them out." So he so I responded and I go, "Oh, challenge accepted on a Monday, Thune. You ain't that dope, dude. I'll take that. Tell me when and where." So he's like, "Nibley Park, 50 minutes." So we went back and forth taunting each other, and then we get there and we're videotaping each other just with tweet videos back and forth, like being like, "Oh, there he is." And he showed me the back of his car. He's getting all the equipment. He's like, "Yeah, here we go, man. Bats and balls." I'm like, "Oh, cool." I go, "Look at this. Look at all this pussy ass shit, whatever. Oh, the bat, the ball." And then like he also bought his son like a Batman Lego set. So I was like, "Oh, we got the bat. We got the ball. Okay. Oh, is that Batman Legos?" He's like, "Yeah, dude." I go, "Oh, that's dope." He's like, "Yeah, no, I just got it for my kid." And then we started talking about it. And then we went out to the field and then we had our like batteries die, so we never did it. And then we tweeted the Mariners being like, "Yo, there's been first pitches. There's never been a first hit. So let us settle the score on the mound at Safeco."
That's a great idea.
Yeah, but you know, who knows? But the Mariners were favoriting and liking it the whole time.
That's
we
amazing.
Were tagging them in it. But like, look, man, to have your home team hook up, like, I want to throw out a first pitch so bad. Like,
you want to ring that 12th man bell?
I want to throw it. Nah, because that I didn't grow up with that. First pitch I've grown up with. You know what I'm saying?
How long has the 12th man been around? That's not forever thing?
No, that's, I mean, it, when I was older. There, the first pitch, there's also the Mariners I've been going to. Mariners games, I would, 7th and 8th grade, my friend Jonathan Stevens, Adam French, and I would literally take the bus from the Albertsons that I worked at in high school all the way down to the Kingdome after school. So we get on, get out of school, like whatever. We meet, our parent would drop us off at 5. We take the bus at like 5:30. Down, get there, go to the game at 7:10, take the bus all the way back. They pick us up at Albertsons at like 11 p.m. So we've been going to games forever.
Do you ever go to Rainier's game?
No.
They have cool gear, by the way. The
they do.
Yeah, good gear.
And there's also like, that is a cool thing to go see your team's farm system because it's like so a lot of those guys are making their way up at some point.
Adam.
So that's what I'm saying. Like going to M's games forever, there's much more emotion attached. And the first pitch and like I play baseball and, you know, Hawks, for it'd be cool. Also, there's more, I don't know. Both the moments are so quick. You know what I'm saying? Like the pitch, the fucking, but.
Dude, hold
so
on.
So I don't want to harass Riz.
Keep doing this. I'm sending a text to somebody right now.
You threw it out at Fenway, right?
Yeah, I'm sending a text to somebody.
Also, I feel like I have enough at this point. Like. Shit, man, there's enough, even if I'm not on a, you know, I mean, you know, the Joey Mac show's coming out, but like, even if, you know, even when Ghostbusters Mad came out, I was like, isn't that enough to be like, how many other hometown kids are in Hollywood right now? You know what I'm saying? Like,
listen,
can't you put like a hometown kid who's on TV and in some movies instead of like another guy who's like, this guy, you know, it's Robert from, you know, Surplus Millwood Lumberyard.
This guy right here.
Yeah.
The person you want,
fired up I'm getting right
now. Yeah, this person right here, the person you want to talk to, this guy does his job for the Cubs. But they all know each other. I'm going to text him and be like, "Hey, this is the situation," and then we'll see what he says,
dude.
Because I'll
send you a bio to send to him, right? Because that'll help.
You won't need it. You won't need it. But I want you to.
I wear a Mariners hat.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. I want them in every Mad TV. I want
dude,
everywhere.
I want
people
you to
like,
experience.
You rep Seattle so hard.
I want you to experience. I told you, Mike.
Guess what? I'll trade Cumming for a week to throw out first pitch.
A week?
Yeah.
That's it?
All right. 2 weeks. Dude, I'd love to come. And I'll put that on a t-shirt and I'll sign that t-shirt.
But just don't put dude first. Don't put dude, I love to come. Just put the I love to come. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you don't want to you don't want to imply that you were saying that to another dude.
Well, you were. If you say dude,
yeah.
I love to come. That is
past the burgers. That's a barbecue talk. Yeah. This guy's never been to a barbecue.
Oh, dude. Barbecue talk is a hilarious. That's time for barbecue
that's
talk.
That's a great, by the way, just like weird web series Adult Swim talk show where it's two dads barbecue at a talk. Barbecue grilling.
Just and sitting on a fucking.
That's actually a good idea, but it's almost like a Between Two Ferns where there's one guy at the grill and then people come through getting their burgers.
And by the
shit,
way.
And he's got quick small talk.
It's like, you know what it should be too? 45 seconds to a minute. each one because they're just little weird snippets.
Is there? Yeah, maybe that's a good
dude. It's weird snippets.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe, maybe it's a commercial. Maybe it's a, you know, like some branded
barbecue talk,
branded content.
Yeah,
for some sort
dude.
Of,
and I, you got your visor on. I'll even put shorts on for the shoot.
Okay, great.
I don't know shorts. You know why I don't own a pair of shorts, right?
What?
I
not
own,
even not even workout shorts.
I definitely don't work out in shorts. Only sweatpants.
Because you're insecure about your legs?
Well, it started, if I'm being honest, it started when I was 19. My roommate in college, his dad in West Texas, I told you this. Did I tell you? He was like, son, grown-ups don't wear short pants. And I was like, oh, okay, shit. And then I wore long pants long enough where my legs are so white. They're not even white, dude. They're like a light blue. You know the difference? Where you can see, like, it almost looks like a road map. It's not a good look. So right now I'm at it's a point where I'm like, this is not worth the fucking light blue humiliation.
Damn.
But I have really terrible, and now they're kind of bird legs too.
Yeah, but the, you know, the bird leg people, the bird leg people need to let their
yeah, no, it's just the paleness. It's like, and now the sun doesn't even stick. Like, they've been out of the sun for so long.
Yikes.
That it doesn't, there's no, there, it doesn't, the sun doesn't stick in there anymore. So, yeah, I'll figure it out.
We should talk about a couple things here.
Opening day,
the
basketball game that happened tonight.
Championship game. Also, there's some, the Shaq Earth's Flat thing is, that's old news now. I wanted to talk about that last time, but it's.
And you know what else?
He also said he was, well, here's what I'll say. He said he was joking.
Yes.
And guess what, Shaq? You weren't.
Anybody who thinks the earth is flat.
He got so much flack that he was like, oh, just kidding.
That's not a terrible one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's basically pulling a Trump where it's like, there's the most people ever, 45 billion people. We're at my inauguration. Hey, you can look it up. It's true. And they're like, there weren't. And he goes, well, I heard there were.
Okay.
But there weren't. Actually, it's a fact. Well, I heard it from somewhere. So
that's my favorite thing about him. I've heard a lot of people say.
Isn't it crazy how brilliantly... And I'm also brilliantly because we don't accept it. People with brains and who aren't complete dum-dums know that, like, oh, just deflecting, oh, well, I heard it somewhere, or like, well, that's what I was told. And you don't accept that as like, yeah. Oh, cool. So you got fooled. But there are people who are like, see, he didn't fucking know. He didn't fucking know that that's, and look, I do that voice. That's not all Trump supporters. I know that. But I did, the people that I've met who have gotten really like fired up to me about it.
Do they still get fired up on the road? Do you do Trump jokes?
A handful, yeah. I did some at the Shrine, the Kevin Bean April Foolishness show.
How was it? How was that show, dude?
Oh, dude, maybe one of the greatest sets I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yeah, dude. 5,000 just.
How long?
I mean,
how many? How long?
15 minutes. So it was, they had a
15 minutes of you, dude.
I was going to do some stories. I was like, I'm going to do this. I've been working on these jokes about working at the grocery store and got some longer stories. And I was like, oh, maybe. And then I was like, dude, fucking hammer them for 15. And also, I was going to write it before Burr. And the last time I did, I went up third, and it was still great.
I saw the lineup, dude, right before Burr's nice spot.
Dope, yeah. And people were just liquored up and ready to go. And I, it was.
When you go up before Burr.
And it was like, I mean, I got a couple of applause breaks, and I just was. I was also just feeding on that energy, too. It was just like, there were certain bits I was not going to do, and then I was like, that were newer. And then I was like, nah, they're big energy bits. So, like, do it. And then
what's so far for you, what's been your favorite size of an audience to perform in front of? I'm always curious about that.
Well, the biggest I've done is 10,000, but that was...
Not biggest. What's been your favorite number? Like, your favorite size? Is 10,000 too big?
Man, I'll say, like, the Wilbur, whatever that is pretty... Fucking,
in Boston?
Yeah.
Yeah, so around...
That's like 1,600, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great... Great, because it gets loud, but they're still on top of you.
Still on top of you, and it was like, it felt so intimate. I don't. The Shrine.
Can you
was,
still do crowd work with 1,600 people?
Oh, 1,000%.
But what? But do you?
I've done crowd work with 3,000.
So
I tried to do crowd work at the fucking Red Rocks before.
Oh, that's
when
tough.
I went before Whitney, before John Legend, and I did crowd work with people in the front. I mean, that was.
But so, how do you do that? Do you repeat what the people say so the other people hear it? Are you repeating?
You have to. Yeah, always. By the way, yeah. Just to assume that they can't hear. See.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, your improv stuff with Avery, if you guys are looking
it's
at...
It's fun, right?
It's so good, man.
Did you see the latest one in St. Louis?
Yeah, dude.
It's funny, right?
It's so good.
Sometimes I'm like, I feel like this is really fun and funny and like...
Different, dude.
And different, and I'm like, I don't think it... And like, I don't see other people doing this, but then I put up and I'm like, But and it does like, and then I really watch the back and forth with Avery, and I'm like, and maybe because we're just getting tighter, so I'm taking a little more, just heightening my expectations for it. So when I watch it, I'm not impressed with it. But then I will step back for a minute and go,
so good.
Oh, there's the back and forth is pretty like,
so good.
And the way it builds and the way he comes in and the way I play, like the way we play off each other, I think is
awesome.
What, is what.
Now, right? I improv music at the end, but I bring an audience member up and I can only play three chords on
still
my guitar.
Fun.
Yeah, no. So it's a lot of fun. Dude, but you and Avery at the end, it's special, it's different. You have a great shorthand with each other. It's really good, dude. It's really, really good.
You can tell I'm like really trying to sing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this guy really wants it.
Dude.
Yeah.
I did my Saturday show in Denver this week.
Were you doing
the
downtown club?
Yeah.
I do that one so bad.
Dude,
I've done the landmark one.
I mentioned your name down
to
there.
To Wendy?
Not to Wendy because Wendy wasn't there. But I did two separate hours. I did it on Saturday early.
That's
I did an hour.
Crazy.
And Saturday late, I did a separate hour.
Wow, dude.
It was so fun.
You have that much material.
Right now, I do.
Crazy.
Right now,
you haven't put one out for a while, right?
Right. Right now, I think I got like 2.5 hours of material.
That's crazy.
The first hour.
That you can do what Chappelle did and put one out in 3 years from now and you could still put it out?
Dude. I think I could
you gotta
almost.
You got to pull one out soon.
Yeah, we're talking about. I think I shot one in Huntsville.
With what?
At the club. Because I want. Here's what I want my special.
Not
with
the club's camera. You hired a crew and.
Let me ask you a question.
That's what I want to do next.
I actually want. This is the way I want it to look. I want it to look no more than two camera. I want it to really just be the stage. The whole screen would be the width of the stage and me. No cutaways. I just want that one shot of the stage like you're at the club watching me. Is that stupid?
No.
That's what I want. I don't need the big... Dude, cutaways to people laughing in the audience is so stupid.
The way Chappelle did it?
Yeah.
Brilliant, right?
How?
BET style. He said he got the guy who shot all the BET stuff.
Really?
Not Short Time at the Apollo. Comic Views. Some old...
Maybe, Comic View.
Maybe it was
all
that.
BET stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And because he said he wanted to see the audience in the shots.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's dope, dude. Cutting so that it was like you're always on him, but you see the audience like from different angles. I think they cut to a few shots of the crowd. But when you notice it when it's so, and it never matches up. Why?
No. And it's like
you're just always like, that was the best shot of that guy laughing at that. Yeah, but
and he's
like,
not laughing at that joke.
For whatever reason, it always just looks off. You're like, the way he's laughing doesn't seem... Not to take away from the joke. It was just like the timing of it.
And it pulls me out. Like, I didn't turn on Chappelle's special to see Greg from fucking Wyoming laughing at a joke.
Did you like his specials, by the way?
I think he makes me... I had two reactions. One, I should never write again because I'm never going to be that funny.
For sure.
And two, I should start writing.
Yeah.
It simultaneously.
But also... For sure, and people posted that, and I even thought that. I was like, oh, man, it's time to start over. But then I'm like, well, no, I'm not 30 years in.
Yeah.
I also don't think the way Chappelle does. I don't have the stories and the longevity and the point of view he does. I'm where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
So do that as hard as possible. Write out who you are right now, and then you know, if I was as many years in, it's just like that compare game is so crazy. When I would see people post, like, time to start writing again or whatever, it's cool to get inspired by that and be like, oh, time to start writing more, you know? But also, like, always be writing, but, like, to be, like, to compare yourself to that is crazy.
But
that's what you're doing subliminally, subconsciously, is comparing yourself to Chappelle by being like, I got to fucking start over. Dude, you're not Chappelle, though.
But here's the difference between our art and other people's arts. Nobody is ever, when the band comes out, nobody's like, you're good, but you're not the Beatles. They just let them be that band.
Yeah, why is that?
Right? And the same thing with a painter or whatever. But for whatever reason, no matter how good you get, someone always says, you're not as funny. Well, that's true. I'm not. But I also hold this little niche.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what else dawned on me this week, dude, about how hard our profession is? Somebody said to me, because they sent me an email, hey, can you point me in the direction of the funniest 25-year-old comedian you know? I'm like, that doesn't exist. There's no such thing. Because you've seen teenagers win an Oscar.
Yeah.
21-year-olds have platinum records. You've seen a 22-year-old brilliant comedian. It doesn't exist. That's a fucking unicorn,
I've seen people who think they think that person is.
100%. I've seen YouTube people sell out places, and I've seen those tapes, and they sell tickets. They're just not great. It takes so much time to become a great comedian.
Even Gerard, I think, was like 28 when he got his show and his special, right?
Dude.
And that was still super young.
Super young. Before 30, super. Pete Davidson. Yeah. Pete before. I will tell you this.
But also, Pete had, I would say, almost more than Gerard, I feel like, to me, in Comedy Subjective.
Yeah.
So to me, when I would watch Pete, I go, oh, there's, I'm more intrigued by what you're saying right now.
Yeah. Like, it's just different the way he says
it. And that age, it just seemed a little more like grungy or raw. Like there was just a little more like, at 21 even, you know?
Yeah, he was.
And you know, not to say that Gerard doesn't have his shit that he's maybe, you know, gone through, but like, you know, the 9/11 dad stuff, like,
but that's nobody's
that's
doing.
Crazy. And I don't think that's exactly what propelled Pete into stand-up, but I'm sure it didn't hurt the career path, like him choosing it, you know? So he was on stage with this, like, look, I've been through that. So that you could just sense there was a fearlessness that was
Yeah, I agree with that.
What am I really going
to,
like...
There's a certain calmness to him. Yeah. I will tell you this. You don't want to do edibles anymore, right?
I can't, dude. Remember, yeah.
I do remember.
Can I be honest? I do.
But
look, I need to get a card. I have weed. A card, yeah. I have weed. I just don't... I don't have anything to smoke it out of. And the place I get my laundry done at is right next to a shop. And I every time I go by, I'm like, oh, I should pick up a little bong.
Yeah, dude.
I'll smoke a bong. But then I always forget. And then, but I mean, it's good. It's so I have weed sitting around that I never smoke.
Have you done Getting Dug with High yet?
Yeah. I got it with Jess May. And people said it was a great episode. I was as high as I've ever been, and the next day,
yeah.
I had at 7 a.m. I had to shoot Mad TV, and we were shooting the sketch where Amir and I played stoners.
Oh, perfect.
And I told them the night before, I go, I'm doing Getting Dug with High tomorrow. I go, but it was like 7:30 to 8:30, but I was so, like, dude, that night, and then the night that you gave me that edible when I left Coachman's.
Sorry.
To this day, dude, that's one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah, I really apologize.
The worst
I really
apologize. Night of my life.
I had a good time that night, but I apologize. But
knowing that I've said, too, like, I don't do edibles anymore.
Yeah.
You let me take that.
Well, it was just a little bit. Now, this is just, these are only 10 milligrams each, and they're broken up into little.
By the way, I love that I'm like, you let me take that, and you're like, yeah. So anyway, these, let me tell you about a new treat. Let me tell you about a new panic attack square. Panic attack square is
I
what they should be called.
Right past
you
it
did, dude. Oh my god!
I was like, no, I'm gonna keep letting him talk.
Yeah. You freaked out. So this one, you could freak out though. Yeah,
this one you won't freak out quite as much.
How do you have the tolerance for that?
You know what? I really push myself.
All right, I want to.
I got one more. You know where else they do it? And I was thinking about this.
Did you get those in Denver, by the way?
Yeah.
How much did you love that, by the way?
Oh, my God.
Did you go to shop every day? Like, were you like...
I didn't have to.
People brought you stuff.
Oh, my God.
Do people know... is it like a known thing in your shows? Or how do they know from...
Well...
You've always talked about it? Like, on Chelsea, did you talk about it?
Oh, yeah.
Were you ever high on Chelsea?
Oh, yeah. There was one time,
and
Adam,
you would say it. I got to go back and watch clips of you on Chelsea. Do they have them anywhere?
No. They took them all down. There was one
I do
time.
Remember, by the way, and I mean, I probably said it in passing, but like, I do remember you on that show a bunch and always being like, oh, this dude's funny, and very like, made me feel like I could be on it because you were so funny, but you were conversational.
Thank you,
and
man.
You were, you know, you and I think are cut from the same
yeah,
cloth.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, there was one time I went down there, right? And I took this, what's it called? Like a cleanse. It was supposed to be like a liver kidney cleanse. So as I'm driving down, I start...
You slide me that bottle.
Oh, yeah. I start to feel a little buzzed. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? By the time I get down there, I am full on. It's like I've taken two hits of ecstasy. Okay? So I call the doctor. And I'm like, I'm fucking, what the fuck is going on? He goes, why? I told him. He goes, oh, sometimes when you take that stuff, if there's any residual drugs in your organs, they'll come out. It'll hit you all at once. And I was like, I'm about to be on television. So I was so fucked up. So I'm sitting right next to her. And she asked me a question. And I just kind of smiled. And she goes, are you fucked up? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, we're about to go on TV. I go, yeah, just don't talk to me. And I go, she was like, well, you know I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah. This is happening whether you like it or not.
But, dude, I just laughed and smiled and shook my head a lot. I was so fucked up.
Of course you were.
And that was the time. That was the last time I was like, oh, I can't do that again. Like, that's a bad.
Damn.
That's a really bad move for me to be that fucked up on TV. But I didn't mean to be. To be fair, I'm just gonna eat two more.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave you two. I'm gonna leave you two. They're 10 milligrams
each. Bong, I'd be fine with that.
10 milligrams each, dude.
10 milligrams.
That's nothing.
I can't do it, dude. I told myself that was.
I don't know. This is to help you go to sleep. Just take 10 milligrams. This was like a sleeping pill. 10 milligrams. That's it.
What was what I ate last? Well, I guess last time was like brownie shit.
Yeah,
right?
And it was probably closer to 80.
Yo, Josh, for real?
Yeah.
Yo, in those little bites.
Yeah, probably closer to 80 milligrams.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that whole brownie has 300 milligrams a week.
I would have never done that.
Oh, remember I said it's strong? And you're like, I'm just going to have a little. I go, okay, it's strong. But it was like
80 milligrams?
Probably. That's why you were
fucked up. Do you know at one point I was air tap dancing on my patio? Because in my head I said, if you stop, you're going to have a heart attack.
Well,
I was literally shuffling outside like Ben Vereen. I was literally the white Ben Vereen on my patio being like, and I remember looking across the way because the pool is lit up in a way where you can see in some of the apartments. And I remember there's a dude doing his dishes just staring at me.
Oh.
And I was like, I go, A, how long have I been out here? And B, how long has he been watching?
And C, I can't stop.
And then by the way, and then I just waved. And it was like,
dude,
if he saw me from the moment I walked out, that was probably because I know I paced and then rubbed my head and then started shuffling.
It hits you
step ball changing
quickly too.
Way too quick. Look, now, can you imagine, by the way, how many edibles do you think the Gonzaga Bulldogs are going to do tonight?
They are going because it's legal.
Yeah, that's right, in Washington State.
They definitely
they'll go back tonight, right? Because they're in Arizona.
Yeah, and they definitely had an opportunity to slip away. You know, North Carolina missed a lot of shots in that first half, dude. A lot of fucking shots.
Well, Gonzaga missed a lot of shots in that second half.
I know. And that dude.
It still was, but guess what? It was still, I mean, it was up one possession. I mean, it could have gone either way. Gonzaga, dude.
Yeah, I'm not a North Carolina fan.
North Carolina, one of my best friends is a huge UNC fan, and it's so funny. I literally was trying to almost save myself the emotional wear and tear by being like, I don't care about this game. I wasn't even going to watch it. And then I was like, dude, it's Gonzaga, dude. One of my best friends growing up, his brother, Mike Nielsen, was on the starting five that was the Cinderella team that beat Florida State. Was it Florida or Florida State? When Gonzaga went to the Sweet 16 in 1998.
Oh, I don't remember.
I think one of those teams. But they were the Cinderella team. Gonzaga had never gone that far, okay? And a small school in Spokane, Washington. And that team was Matt Santangelo at point guard, Casey Calvary, Richie Fromm.
Call it Calvary. How many people said that?
All dudes went to the NBA, and then Mike Nielsen. Dude, they were all dope. And they fucking went to the Sweet 16 and put that team on the map. And then after that, people started going there.
I know.
And actually getting good recruits. So because of all of that history and the fact that it's, yeah, dude, and it's Washington State team, I was like, dude, this would be crazy. And that coach has been there, Mark Few.
Let me ask you a question.
And also, UNC, dude, I love Vince Carter, but fucking you guys have won
Vince
enough.
Vince Carter?
Yeah.
I mean, that was like the 90s, right?
Yeah, but the Carter-Jameson Tar Heel team was one of my favorite teams
pretty,
of all time.
Especially that college team.
And because of my
watch.
Buddy, I wanted them to win. But then all of a sudden I started watching, and all of a sudden, dude, I let myself get emotionally involved, and I was like, oh, this is why sports, and we've talked about this, are great, because I was literally like having like some anxiety over the game, and I was like,
but you
this
know what's
sucks,
great?
But then like, but if they pulled off, this is going to be amazing. I'm screaming by myself.
But what's great about sports too, dude, is that I had no skin in that game. But if you watch a game for an entire half and you go in thinking, I don't care who wins,
yeah,
you're going to pick a side. Eventually, you're going to be like, you know what? This team deserves a win. And you'll pick a team and you'll get not as invested as you are with your team, but you'll get invested in a game.
Do you have to watch from the very beginning to be fully invested?
No.
You can pick up a game halftime?
Halftime.
Yeah.
I can pick up a game. But I'll tell you now, Gonzaga's coach, Mark Few,
yeah,
if he hasn't buried a couple bodies, that dude is fucking a little off.
Some coaches just look like that.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought that.
He looks like Barney Rubble's best friend, who Barney never let around like his family.
No, because like, you know, he was malnourished as a kid.
He was.
You know what I mean? Like he was one of those.
Yeah.
But have you heard him talk and try to tell a joke and shit?
He eats like lettuce pita wraps.
Dude, zero sense of humor, that guy.
Oh, really?
Mark Few?
I haven't listened to him.
Oh, you got to just pull up an interview and be like, this dude should be chasing a cheese wheel down a hill.
Bummer.
Are you? If you were,
so I was bummed, but you know, at the same time, you know, congrats to North Carolina, I guess. But, you know, but for sure, those guys, they get fucked up tonight, I think. Do they stay in Arizona?
If you're the coach.
Probably. Your families are out there.
If you're the coach,
there.
You let them go get fucked up?
You have to. But also, as a player, like, that's also a big, a lot of those guys might go pro, and it's probably like,
you think that
this says a lot about your next move. You know what I'm saying? Do you, like, do you go to a local gym and shoot free throws?
No.
Or do you go out and have a couple drinks
fucked
and
up.
Sit with your family?
You get fucked
or do you
up.
Go home to the hotel and you cry?
Well, they're definitely crying.
I remember in high school when we lost a big game. I mean, we got fucked up that night. I cried.
Did you ever throw a tantrum on a court or on a field?
Dude, I mean, do Jews love to hang out at big gatherings and eat food? And
wow, that's not an example I've ever heard before, but
do,
yes.
Do, yeah.
You could just say, does a bear shit in the woods? And then yeah, we're all...
I know. Does a Jewish bear...
wear a yarmulke?
And wipe his ass with it after he shits?
Dude.
Yeah, dude. I've gotten teed up in rec games.
You have?
I got in a fight with a wheelchair ref.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
But I think that... by the way, how early is too early to leave a game is what I want to know. Because I know that some people...
The national championship game?
Well, I say...
You can't leave till the end. You have to watch the celebration. You're there. Dude, I was at the Duke-Butler game when that dude missed that half-court shot.
Oh, man.
I used to do a sports show for Fox called College Experiment.
I remember with Strumpf.
Yeah, dude. And we went... That was the one that we got kicked out of. They kicked us out of the fucking... In Houston. They kicked the dude who was like... He thought we were making fun of something. And they kicked us out like... They escorted me. Two large men had each arm. And basically, you know, like in the cartoon where they get you by each arm and your legs aren't touching the ground like that. I was like, you guys can put me down. They were like, nah, really sorry, but we're going to have to carry you out. I was like, yeah, even it's kind of humiliating. You know what I mean? I'm a grown man. If you could just put me down. Listen,
really
I'm not going to force it because I know you beat the shit out of me, but I would love it if you just let me use my own feet.
Oh, my God.
That's not too often you have to say that. I'd love it if you let me use my own feet.
Yeah, that's a dire situation.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't need...
Well, you never leave early from a game.
I've left early. I never noticed your degree before, dude.
Oh, yeah, man.
You just put that up?
I think that was up there last time. Maybe I need to frame it better.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
I don't leave games early if they're championship games. I've been to some championship games, dude. I was at the Auburn-Oregon football game where Auburn kicked that field goal to win the championship. Yeah. I was at the Butler Duke game. I was at the Butler. What was the next one? The Butler something else game. They were back to back. I went to this. I saw the Angels win the World Series against the Giants down in Anaheim, which was kind of cool. I saw the Patriots Seahawks game. Should we talk about that?
Yeah. Yes.
I saw that Super Bowl game, and I saw. I actually did, dude. I went to the Cowboys. I went to the Dallas Stadium to see the Packers play the Steelers.
Okay.
The Super Bowl. And I was there with Chelsea and Beth and some other people, and we were up in the box, and we were going to just get really fucked up and watch the game. So I take a little bit of MDMA, and then I have to relieve myself. I go into the bathroom, and there's a dude smoking in the bathroom. Right? And when I'm in the bathroom stall, it starts to hit me, right? My eyes are rolling in the back of my head, and I'm like, oh, this bathroom stall is fucking amazing. Do you know what I mean? I'm sitting there. But dude's smoking a cigarette in the stall, screaming out the smoke. Bathroom attendant comes in, and he knocks on my door. He's like, I know you're smoking in there. I'm like, and I'm fucked up at this point. I'm like, yeah. I'm not smoking, dude.
No.
I'm not smoking.
Mind your own business.
Yeah, just pooping. And he was like, I can smell it. I'm like, it was the guy next door, but he's gone already. He was like, he's pounding on the door. You're going to have to get out of there. I'm like, dude, I'm shitting. You got to leave me alone. He goes, I'll be right back. And I was like, it can't wait. He comes back with two cops. Now, I am rolling. You know when your eyes, especially at the beginning, you're not hiding that from two cops.
No.
So there was a knock at the door. Sir, come on out here. And I was like, oh, no. So I walk out and I look at the guys like, I know you know I'm fucked up. You know I'm fucked up. But I just said to him, I go, look, I'm in that suite right there. You can smell my breath, smell my fingers, search me. No lighter, no cigarettes. I promise I wasn't smoking cigarettes. The guy looks at me and goes, what were you doing in there? I go, just pooping. And he goes, I'm going to tell you something right now. And I go, what's that? He goes, don't wash your hands. Don't say another word. Walk back into that suite, and I won't see you out of there until the end of the game. And I was like, fucking deal. Now, there was a bathroom in the suite, but I didn't want to be the guy who shit in the suite bathroom. Do you know what I mean? Like, because there's like 20 other people in the suite.
No, you, unless there's multiple bathrooms, you don't.
One bathroom. I will tell you, I've had some really lucky sports experiences, dude. My buddy Jonathan Scheck took me to a Dodgers game. He's like, we're going to go open a box. And I go, whose box? He goes, you'll see. Fucking Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks' box. Tommy Lasorda came by. Dude.
At the Dodgers game?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Was Hanks there?
Yeah, it was amazing, dude.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I tried to just be like, you know what I mean? I tried to be like, make no...
No, I don't know what you
no
mean.
No big deal.
Why would you not...
I did talk to him. I was like, hey, good to meet you.
I've heard Hanks is the most like charismatic,
dude,
nicest.
Dude.
So why would you not?
Well, I don't want to be the guy who's fucking...
It wasn't your suite, so you were like...
Yeah, and I was guest. You know what I mean?
Oh, but my that's buddy a took tough me... call, man. Yeah. I think you, how many other times are you going to be around Hanks? You got to like...
Probably zero. I mean, if I'm guessing. Somebody asked me today on Twitter, how the over-under of how many times the Red Sox broadcast will mention my name. And I said, over-under is one and take the under. Because why would somebody? But we're going back there. Oh, dude, the roast is on.
The roast?
Big Poppy is being roasted on June 24th at the House of Blues.
June 24th?
June 24th. I believe June 24th is the day.
So you're doing it.
I keep saying, I am June 24th. Is it June 24th? It's not. It's June 22nd. I've been publicizing it.
You're going to do it, yeah?
I am, yes, I'm going to do it. And then we are setting up other possibilities for people who might be able to come out and do it. That's what we're doing right now.
Me?
We're setting up.
I mean, it would be, yeah.
I sent a list.
Oh, my God. You know what's so funny? I've never done a roast either. Oh, really?
Nope. I'm going to host.
Doing it with you would be great. Like, I've been asked to do the Seahawks roast. They've done, like, Tyler Lockett, Doug Baldwin. And I said no both times because I went to the Tyler Lockett one.
But you're not a roasty guy.
I'm not.
Either am I.
But also, even when I do crowd work, I'm not, like, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
your crowd work is so genius because you make fun of them by somehow making fun of yourself. It's the
crazy. Maybe that's what I would do for the roast. But I think... It's really just some of the... And look, maybe with something like that I could do. Like, I don't know Poppy. So if he made fun of me, I would be able to take it more than people I know. Like,
yeah.
When I see... When people are like...
Oh, and they're bringing up personal shit.
Some people have asked me to roast battle and stuff, and I'm like, fuck that, dude. Are you kidding me? Like, no. Like, even seeing the actual roast. Like, when I saw D'Elia do the Bieber roast, look, yeah, if I was friends with Bieber too, and he asked me, I'd do that for sure. Because that's great exposure. And if he asked you and you know, but like even they're making some digs on Chris, and you could tell him, and he was like, but also you just got to be secure and just know that like you're fine, man.
Yeah,
like, that ain't
it's gonna be fine.
No one's gonna hear a roast joke and be like, oh.
And
shit.
By the way, the harder you get roasted, the more you're out there. Like people, like it actually is good.
You're right.
The one thing is that, especially the Comedy Central ones, those people are so fucking good at it. That you better come with some fucking heat. Now, so your name is on the list.
I fucking love you for
that. And after that, all I can do is mention and we go from there, man. But I told you I would put your name on the list.
I fucking love you for doing that.
Name on the list. And then what I would do, honestly, if you get the okay, is that you and I would probably write a song.
Great. About Poppy?
Yeah, I think
yeah, great.
I think a song because it would separate us. We could also make fun of the other people on stage. Burr is in.
He's doing it?
Yeah. And there's some other sports people.
Oh, my God. I can't believe my name in the ring. I'd have to do it, dude.
You would have to.
Yeah.
Because it would also be good for this show.
Yeah. It'd be amazing.
I don't think, because there'd be other guys there.
I think you know what? And too, like, Geraldo being one of my favorite comics of all time, if not my favorite comic of all time.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Of all time.
You can't fucking see, like, Geraldo tendencies in my act?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
I was my favorite thing that he ever did.
Just the pace and the way, like, I just, you know.
But his honesty and his look, when he roasted Larry the Cable Guy and he was legitimately bummed, where he was like, who I can't believe we're roasting you. You're not even a real person. It's like we're roasting Bugs Bunny. Larry the Cable Guy isn't a real fucking person. And he was like, and why are you so successful? I can't believe you are this successful. Like, His first 4 minutes, and cable guy Dan Whitney is a good friend of mine, and I toured with him, and he's the most generous, likable dude. But the fact that Geraldo was so mad that he had made it as Larry the Cable Guy and that Geraldo was still, you know, struggling to a point financially, that it was like so real. I was howling with laughter. He was so mad. He was like, "You're not even a real fucking person."
Yeah, to
Yeah. It was super good.
Yeah, and he had one joke where he was like, he's like, "Yeah, you're yeah, I love that we're roasting a fictional character. Like,
yes.
Next year we'll roast, maybe we'll roast SpongeBob SquarePants." Yeah. And then he was like, "Yeah," he's like, "Larry is named after all the things his fans. They're just so excited to see a real cable guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've never met a real cable guy. Like, maybe like, you know, other names, other things that you could have named yourself, like Larry the high school diploma, or Larry
yeah,
the,
Larry the full set of teeth.
Yeah.
It was that was the only one of those I've been to. I think though, what I would like to do, man, is somehow figure out how to just start. But athletes are a little touchy in comics. But to just start roasting athletes, you know,
you can't take it, man. Look at the ESPYs.
I know.
Always cut, and some even told me, like, I mean, you've seen it on every. There's never been an athlete that they've cut to that's been like laughing genuinely.
Adams like, at a joke about himself.
Yeah. And I've even heard from it was Neil Brennan who told me writing some stuff with Seth Meyers for the ESPYs how many things they were doing. And then the ESPN was like, "Can't say that. Like,
yeah.
We don't want to, like, we need these guys."
Dude, it's one of the reasons why there's never been a real biting sports show.
Yeah.
Because the NFL, and people ask me all the time, and if you guys are listening, you're like, "Why don't they just do like a," because the NFL.
It's not that much of a no-brainer, comedy and sports. Like,
Well, the problem is the NFL and baseball are super touchy about their brand. So they don't want you saying shit, and they
the
give so
too.
Much money to the networks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The fans are touchy.
Look, fans want to, like, we say it all the time, like, you know, like, having a comedian in the booth would be great.
Yeah.
But, like, it'd be great for a little bit. Like, but then people are still like, "Yo, man, money is, like, money, emotions. Sometimes, like, for a lot of people, I don't want to generalize, but for some people, watching a game and getting, like, fired up about it is, like, a release in a way,
yeah.
You know, and their thing, like that one day a week. So if there is like somebody taking the piss out of it and lightening up a little bit, it's almost like they need that stakes. They need to. But on the flip side, it'd be like, yo, maybe if you weren't getting so fired up, maybe you wouldn't put your fist through the wall in
Dude,
a person.
Some of those SEC fan videos and ACC football videos of people breaking televisions and throwing them through walls are amazing.
Dude,
amazing.
You and I just get ripped one night and go down a YouTube hole. I've done that sometimes where I'll just like put on like funny, like search like funny fail YouTube videos.
I love that.
Or people falling videos. Like,
and record. We should record it.
I mean, they're great. Yeah. I showed my buddy once. I did that in college when I showed him cake farts and I videotaped his reaction.
Dude, cake farts is the best thing of all time.
His reaction. I'm so bummed. I need to find that video.
They took the site down.
What?
The cake farts site?
Well, that's fine. But the video reaction of my buddy was like,
oh, yeah.
Him laughing. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, all right, let's stop to assess your level of concern for cakefarts.com being removed from the internet. Oh, my God. You're a father.
You're like, yeah, that's fine. I'm talking about my friend's video. I'm like, oh, not bad.
You literally said that like a mutual friend of ours passed away in their sleep last night. Dude, you know they got rid of cake farts.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Your face was great. You're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm talking about my friend. You're like,
I'm talking about something I could find that would still be humorous to view.
I'm so sorry.
That was fucking incredible.
Your face was like, just
beautiful acting on both parts.
Yeah.
You know, put that shot of you saying that on your reel. Like, for a dramatic role,
yeah.
Send it to Hanks.
Yeah.
If they do Gump 2, you could be fucking Gary Sinise's long-lost brother.
They get rid of
cake farts. Really? Can't he do a dramatic movie? Well, take a look at this clip of him on a couple panic squares. They got rid of cake farts. And Hanks is like, what the fuck is this?
There was a great beat, like a quarter second beat, where you were just like, "Yeah, what? Yeah, got it." Like,
yeah. Before we wrap up, let's get some. I can't believe we're already back to baseball,
dude. I'm telling you right now, the Red Sox. if now the one thing that makes me nervous is that, you know, you can kind of tell at the beginning of the year, injury wise, sometimes you just get bit by the bug. And right now, the Sox already have three guys on the DL that they need desperately. But I'll tell you something right now. Best outfield in baseball. Average age, 24. Benintendi, whatever his name is. Betts and Jackie Bradley Jr. Fast, young, hit the shit out of the ball. I'm telling you right now, that if the Red Sox can get healthy, that team is going to be tough to beat, dude.
People are saying that. People are saying that about the – you guys have a dope pitching staff.
Pitching staff, but Price is hurt. And, you know, one of their back-end guys is hurt too. But that lineup, man, those three kids in the outfield, fuck.
People were talking high about the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Which I don't care about.
Me neither.
We live here, and yeah, it'd be cool. Like, but I just don't care.
Not at all.
Guess what? You can live somewhere where the team is.
Yep.
And people can be hyped on it. And, like, I'll say this. When the Sonics left and the
Thunder?
And the, And the Lakers were dope.
Yeah.
And they were on KCAL 9. I could watch. And they were playing great basketball. And they had a deep bench. And they were. It was fun to watch. And I could see great basketball all the time because I love basketball. I got into it. But I can't do that with the Dodgers because there's just.
I have no emotional connection to them at all.
Yeah.
At all.
The Mariners are this is the, in a long time, look, this happened last season, but we had a change in management. We brought in a lot of new pieces. We traded Taijuan Walker to the Diamondbacks for John Segura, this amazing shortstop, which is now like a fourth bat in the lineup with Leonis Martin and Seager and Cruz and Cano. And maybe you have a nice four middle of the lineup that is really going to push pitchers to make some mistakes.
You got King Felix.
Felix just went out in the fifth inning with a tight groin today, and we lost. So not a good start, but also one game in. Like, shut up. We did lose this guy Smiley for 8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah.
He was over. He over.
How do you feel about that division, though? Oakland.
A's and Angels got better. They're always tough. Yeah. Rangers are always strong, man. And, you know,
Rangers are
but
good.
But it's not even our division. I mean, well, yeah, you got to focus on your division. But, like, dude, the Orioles are dope. The fucking – so many – there's a lot
– Indians, Sox.
Royals. There's a
– the American Blue Jays.
League, this might be the toughest the American League's been in a long time.
Long time, good. But the National League –
but it's good for baseball.
Yeah, dude, it's good for baseball.
You
to
want
have
people being like, oh, 100%. Good. I'm going to go to more games because every series is competitive.
It's also good for baseball. I wish the Yankees were a little better. That's good for baseball when they're good. I hate them, but I wish they were a tiny little bit better, and then I wish they choke. So I wish they do okay during the regular season because it's good for baseball, and then I hope they eat a dick in the first round of the playoffs. Who? Like a big, giant dick, the Yankees. But I think the Yankees being good, that's what I think the Yankees being good is good for baseball. Notre Dame being good, Michigan being good, that's good for college
Yankees
football.
Yankees are going to be terrible.
They're going to be terrible.
It's going to be a Met City for a while.
No.
No.
It'll never be a Met
City.
Now,
do you think the Yankees make a move pretty soon where they just, like, they go get Trout or they go get, like, Bryce Harper? Like, they just, they drop
next
serious
year.
Cash. Oh, really? Do you think they get both those guys?
I don't think they get Trout. I don't think Trout leaves
Anaheim ever.
But I could see Harper going to... Harper's a lefty. You put him in Yankee Stadium, that dude might hit 150 home runs.
Also, you're going to tell me that he's not attracted to being like the next go-to Yankee?
Of course he is.
Who's their guy right now that everyone's Gary Sanchez?
Gary Sanchez. By the way, what a great name, Gary Sanchez.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's
name.
The name of Will Ferrell's production company.
Yeah, because Gary is like a guy you like.
Gary, let's think about really quick the famous baseball Garys.
Gary Shandling.
Okay, famous Garys then.
I met Gary Sheffield.
Look how quickly you grabbed the wheel of that fucking game. I was like, all right, I'm driving. You're like, and I'm in shotgun, but we're taking this road.
I met Gary Sheffield.
No, famous Garys.
Gary Sheffield, Gary Payton.
Do I get to name any?
Okay.
Jesus, Mike. Oh, my God. It's almost like I showed up to your... No, you showed up to my party with a cake, set it down, and cut it and took a slice and started eating, and then turned away, went right back, and then put your whole face in the cake and said, oh, now there's no more cake.
I take that back. I take both
and
Garys
and the cake
back.
Being Garys. No, go. Three Garys. So let me get a couple Garys.
All right.
Gary Sinise.
Good one.
Gary Gaetti.
Okay, nice one.
That's a deep pull.
Yeah.
By the way, you can pay a midget to give you a Gary Gaetti in Vegas for $15.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. With one finger or two?
Well, dude, that's dealer's choice.
It really? Yeah, because you're in Vegas.
Yeah, you're in
Vegas.
The
Gaetti, you can order the Gaetti with one finger or two.
You can also probably get the Gaetti at the Olive Garden.
I bet you.
You can get the chicken chow bella with a side of Gaetti.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Not too hot. I don't like my Gaetti too hot. Room temperature Gaetti.
Let's see. By the way, that's a fun game. Baseball player names that sound like...
food?
No, the sexual positions. Like, what do you get if you pay for a Jim Abbott?
Can I make a joke about his arm?
You have to.
Yeah.
By the way, through no hitter, he's fine.
I know.
I bet he got a ton of chicks back in the day.
Dude, are you kidding? Professional baseball, and he was
some of them felt bad for him, probably.
Yes.
And some of them, because of his skill set.
Do girls have sex with Brad Williams?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
some because of the funny and some because bucket list item.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
So,
can you imagine if you were somebody's bucket
list? But Brad's more of a bucket list item than Jim Abbott. I would guarantee the percentage is higher that people are like, I want to fuck a dwarf versus I want to fuck
somebody with one arm.
A nub. Yeah.
Yeah. A nub. Fuck a nub?
A nub fuck.
A nub fuck?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those videos?
Okay. So, back to the Gary game. Jesus Christ.
Gary Coleman.
Ooh. Gary.
Gary Danielson.
Gary Cole.
Gary Cole.
Who played the boss in The Office.
I think Gary Danielson might have been a football player.
All right. Now, real quick, I'm going to just... All right. Think of one more, and then I'm going to just... I think we're missing one Gary, but I'm just going to...
Gary's aren't very athletic, are they?
Gary...
I'm thinking about football players, but no Garys.
What is happening?
I know there's a Fran.
Fran what?
Fran Tarkenton. That's the only Fran I know that plays football. Gary? Gary Clark.
Okay.
Played for the Redskins.
Oh, who was the Gary? Oh, that's Dwight Clark.
Yeah.
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey, good one.
Who else do we miss? Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman?
You don't know Gary Oldman, musician, film producer, screenwriter?
No, fuck. No, give me another one.
Gary Cooper.
Nope.
Gary Carter, the baseball player.
Yeah, bummed I missed that one.
There's a lot on here I don't recognize. Gary Cahill was a footballer.
Footballer?
Gary Delabate.
No.
Oh, yeah, radio producer from The Stern Show.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Roberts was a hockey player. Gary Berghoff was an actor and a drummer.
Did you Google famous Garys?
Yeah. Gary Harris, basketball player. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Gary Allen. Gary Kubiak. That's like a deep cut. Who's supposed to know that?
Wait. Gary seemed like maybe now that you're listing it, the most unathletic name of the common names.
Except for Peyton, man. Oh, there's a Gary Peyton, pilot astronaut. That's pretty dope.
Pilot.
I feel like there's one that we're missing. There's one other Gary that we're missing.
A strong... Oh, Gary Sheffield, we did, didn't we? And Gary Clark, we did. Gary Carter, we did.
Gary Thorne.
Nope, who's that?
The fucking baseball announcer. Gary Thorne. He did announce all the ESPN games, baseball games back in the day with Gary Thorne and he used to play Gary Thorne and
Gary Thorne and the Lugnuts.
No, there was the black announcer.
But Joe Morgan.
Yes, Gary Thorne and Joe Morgan.
His name is Gary Thorne.
Yes,
I never knew what his name was. That's the San Francisco Giants.
Yes,
he's amazing.
He's one of the greatest.
Yeah, he's really, really, of really all good. Time. Yeah.
No.
That's
yes.
not Gary Thorne.
No, that's all right. Giants announcer.
Yeah, that's John somebody.
John Miller.
Yeah.
He's on.
John Miller is great.
John Miller and Joe Morgan were the combo. But Gary Thorne, you also know.
No, I don't know who that is.
All right. Now, to close that, I'm going to pull up that. I'm going to pull up that clip of Mark Few. You said he sounded weird when he talked. So let's hear this officially.
He does, see? He sounds weird.
Have you heard any Hyundai commercials during any when you're on the road?
It's you, buddy.
Wait, real quick. How is that condo at Comedy Works?
The best. The one downtown?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, that's a great condo.
Were all your shows packed?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Standing ovation.
What?
Yeah.
What night? What night's up?
Friday early, I believe I got
dude,
one.
Dude, standing O?
Yeah, it was a good one.
And your wife was there the whole time?
Yeah.
What does she think when she sees a standing O?
She's
seen your shit, but not all the time.
No, you know.
And she doesn't go on the road with you, right?
Yeah, and so she's like, you
so
know.
So to this, see that and a standing O, like, come on, she's got to be like, it was hello.
A good weekend for yeah. Papa. Yeah, but dude, it's so, it's just much better with her being there. And sometimes I bring her on stage and I'll sing a song. Like, I brought her on stage and sang her a song she hadn't heard yet.
Nice.
And it's just fun, dude. I'm with you. Like,
but she's impressed, right? She says,
I don't know if impressed is the right word.
Right. Because she expects it or what?
Nah, I just think she likes it. One of the ways that she fell in love with me was, like, watching me on stage.
Cool.
And so I think when she sees it, it kind of brings her back.
Aphrodisiac.
Yeah, a little bit.
Standing O. Did it throw you off? Or were you like, no, I felt, you're like, that show crushed.
I got one the week before in Alabama.
Wow, yeah, you got to tape a special, man.
So I definitely am never expecting it, but I've had a couple of really fucking, you know, when all four wheels are on the track, and you're like, oh, the caboose is going, yeah,
nice,
woo-hoo! Like yeah, here dude. We go.
Wait, so you taped one in Huntsville? You said, and you're gonna maybe
taped one in Huntsville, and I taped all five in Denver.
With what?
Their camera.
Okay.
It was right down on me.
So you would use the board. So you would use that to at least say like, hey, here's what I would do.
Yes.
You wouldn't use that.
I don't think so. Unless that. They said.
No.
Unless they were like, let's use that. And I'd be like, okay. I don't.
Downtown comedy would be tough to set up cameras in. That's so intimate. Right?
Yes.
But they've done it.
Dude.
Didn't Rogan doing there?
I don't know if he did, but I would tell you like those crowds are so good and they're so smart. But when I say smart, I don't mean like cool kid smart. I mean, like, they're smart, but they're still there to laugh and have fun.
So you could be real silly. And
I tell people all the time at the top of my shows, I hope you didn't come here to learn anything. That's not happening.
I got to come see you do an hour.
You can put your thesaurus away.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude.
All right, here's Mark Few. Apparently has bodies in his basement.
Awesome week so far leading up to this.
You see his face?
It's just been...
emotionless.
Great experience for our players.
Is it emotionless or motionless?
Emotion. Not emotional? Emotionless?
Motionless. Well, no, motionless is you're not moving.
Yeah.
Emotionless is a word, right?
He's also motionless and emotionless.
Right.
I mean, look at how close his eyes are. Right? His eyes are super close together.
Well, that's not what I'm focusing on. I'm more.
I can't believe how close your face is to the phone, right? I mean... Guys, I wish you could see it. He's like, he's watching it, but I have no idea. It can't be more than 6 inches, 4 inches away from your face.
South Dakota State. That was Nigel's first NCAA tournament game. That was John.
Yeah, I mean, he's boring, but he's not like,
he's
you know.
You've heard him try to tell a joke.
I wouldn't pay him to watch cake farts.
Listen.
Which, by the way, I couldn't.
How?
Because it's gone. Rest in peace.
How funny is cake farts?
You were more upset about that than
way
the passing
upset.
Of the first girl you fingered.
100%. No. Because Sherry, I already mourned her. You know what I mean? I'm still in the process.
Warned her or mourned her?
Mourned.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
I heard warned.
I did not warn her. No. I mourned her.
And
the cake farts, man, brought me so much happiness.
Yeah.
There was that one little part where you can see the little little wings flapping.
So let's make an opening day bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want to bet?
Before the let's make it a monthly thing. So
okay.
Who's gonna have a better record after the month of April?
For the Mariners and Red Sox?
Yep.
Should we do who's gonna have a better record at the end of every month or who has a better record during that month? Because I'm just saying as a guy who knows.
What's the difference?
Well, you're talking accumulative. So at the end of this month, they're whatever and whatever.
Yeah.
And we're gonna do it every month?
Yeah.
All right, so what I mean is record in the month, like they were 12 and 14 this month, but next month they were 21 and 2, right? But you're not adding them together. The only reason I would say that is because for sure the Red Sox are going to have a better record than the Mariners.
Oh, you think that in April?
I think maybe not in April, but eventually over the year, the Red Sox will have a better. But if we go month by month, it may not break down that way.
So
does that make sense?
So do you want to go like a couple months?
Yeah. That's good.
So April and May.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll figure out what bet.
No, let's figure it out right now.
Okay. Well, you know,
you have to you have to find one of your disgusting videos.
Okay.
And I will send it. Wow, dude. I will send it to a person.
Why don't you let me?
I will send it. Here's what it is.
Why don't you let me choose the picture for your avatar on Twitter for a day?
Oh, God. I don't know if I can say yes to that. I don't know if I can say yes to that. No, I can't do that.
Why not?
Here's what I can
do. Why, because I sent you that picture?
1,000%. Hey, man, welcome back to Duh.
Dude, that picture changed things for
us. I will let you pick the video and or picture, and the loser, we get to, oh, man, I was going to say go through the person's phone and send it to that person, but like.
What do you mean?
I've got some high-profile people on my phone, as I'm sure you do.
Yes.
We'd have to cross them off the list, and it'd have to be like another person. You know what I'm saying?
But like what person?
So it's like you find one of your fucking insane.
Friends.
Inhumane pictures.
Yes.
And the loser gets to
send it to people on the other.
The winner
phone?
Gets to decide who the loser has to send it to in their phone.
Are high profile people
off the list?
Right. What about,
I'm not trying to jeopardize their careers here.
What about relatives? What about your game, thing that says mom?
Game on. Oh fuck, dude. I mean
we just have to decide where we're at. Are we leaving parents
okay.
out?
No, guess what? Parents are okay. But you get disclaimers. I get to send a pretext. Like, mom, something's coming.
That is a great day.
All right.
I just hope you send that text to her sometime anyways. Mom, something's coming.
Dude, I love to come.
Dude, I love to come.
All right.
All right, everybody.
All right. We'll see you next week. Good call.